I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I recently discovered a photo of my father's grandmother, Fanny Turner, born in Alabama in 1870. As a Black American woman, her history concerns me, though most of it remains a mystery. Growing up, I was curious about people who considered themselves to be Americans and also something more. Children with another language they spoke at home, families who flew to faraway countries for vacations and came home with tales of cousins and grandparents and another culture in which they felt equally at home. For the first time, in college, I met Haitian Blacks, Trinidadian Blacks, and Blacks from Ghana, Tanzania, and elsewhere in Africa, friends whose manifestation of race was intriguing because it was different from my own. What were the stories they'd grown up with in their families? What forms did advice take, an admonition? A few years ago, I read a remarkable memoir called God, Dr. Buzzard, and the Bolido Man by Cornelia Bailey. Mrs. Bailey was a staunch champion and defender of the Gullah Geechee history and culture, a culture that took form on islands off the shores of Georgia and the Carolinas in the United States. When Mrs. Bailey traveled to Sierra Leone for the first time, she discovered that the language she'd grown up speaking, like the foods she'd grown up eating, and many of the social and religious traditions she grew up practicing bear distinct connections to the languages, foods, and practices alive still in West Africa. That discovery was, for her, a revelation and an affirmation. In any diaspora, as in any story of dispersion, there is both loss and abundance. Today's poem, A Beautiful Child, by Omar Saker, ponders questions of diasporic inheritance and loss. A Beautiful Child, by Omar Saker, after Jericho Brown. You are not as tired of diaspora poetry as I am of the diaspora. Sometimes I thank God that I was born inside an American-made tank. Sometimes I weep within the beast. My uncle works on the railroads and goes home to his nuclear family, loathing my queerness from afar. He and I tend our silence, a beautiful child, until it speaks. Another uncle is a guard with two ex-wives and a secret love of comic books. Tragedy made him the head of his family too soon. "Don't weep for your dad," he said. "Weep for me. You didn't know him like I did." I have a third uncle, a mechanic who visits his home in Lebanon every year. And now, I must admit, English has failed me. I should say Cholo, my mother's brother. I should say Umja, my father's brother, so you know which branch of the tree to cut or cherish. My uncles are doused in industry, good sons of the state. They get on with what needs getting on. Language is their least favorite daughter. They use their mouths for breath and do their best to forget the world outside. I think they love where they come from, but in truth, I have never heard them say so, except to mutter they do not want to pay taxes in two countries. Come on, one is killing them already, and isn't that enough? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.